Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
And let the celebration continue. Good morning, 97-1. Tigers take down the Guardians. Finally, driving some runs. And how about Dylan Dingler? We can't hit runners in scoring position? No problem.
Yeah.
I'll just hit it a mile myself. And then, contagious, exhale. Tigers back in the ALDS. They take out that team that's been the thorn in their side. John, good morning.
Good morning. It's a hell of a morning, and it was, I mean, this team is exhausting. It's torturous, but when you win, it is oh so sweet.
And you kind of have to power through some of the exhaustion. They took out of all of us at the end of the month of September here, but you rev back up because, look, John, Seattle's not untouchable. They're not going to have Brian Wu to start this series, might not have him at all in this series. You get Scooble twice. In a five-game series, you're going to get him more often in this series than you got in the last series.
So I know we like to ask questions that somewhat compromise some of the things that we've said before.
Okay.
The question that I had written down that I wanted to get back to. No, I'm going to ask you the question. Oh. You don't get to read it. You probably wouldn't be able to read my chicken scratch anyway. Because you had said that you were picking Cleveland in that series. And I'm not going to ask you if you're picking... I don't want to go down the Kostolok for Seattle because it worked against Cleveland.
Don't ask me to pick this series because you might not like the answer.
Okay.
But continue. Well,
I'll start with that. So, okay, going into it, it felt like you were building a case that made it inevitable that Cleveland was going to win that series.
Yeah.
Didn't happen. And this isn't a gotcha or told you so moment because that's like I said yesterday, you play the game. And especially in baseball, where you only need, in this case, you needed two, but you needed one inning yesterday. And the Tigers had that one inning, which flips everything around. Do you feel better going into the Seattle series because of what you just said? They don't have their starting pitcher and blah, 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 blah. But do you feel better going into the Seattle series than you did going into the Cleveland series?
Emphatically, yes.
Isn't Seattle a better team than Cleveland?
Yes.
Then how does that work?
The Tigers are playing better.
They had... Trust me, you're kind of putting me in a position where I'm going to sit here and say they only had one inning.
What I don't want to do is have us talking out of both sides of our mouth. The Tigers didn't solve everything. All is not forgiven, right? But that was a necessary moment. That is a weight off your shoulders game. I didn't buy that the weight was off their shoulders just simply getting in the playoffs. They had blown it to Cleveland. Now, as the players have even said, we get the last laugh. Shove it where the sun don't shine. We're playing Seattle and you aren't. It clearly was this monkey off their back. So when you win and you win that way and you take down the best pitching you may see in the entire playoffs, it does take a weight off your shoulders. No, I don't think this suddenly transformed the Tigers into the team that we dreamed of them being in the middle of the summer, but I feel better about them than I did going into the series, even though Seattle has... a loaded roster, right? They have Cal Raleigh. They have Julio Rodriguez. Even without Brian Wu, they got a couple good pitchers, including Luis Castillo. They have, big-time power numbers, third in homers behind only the Dodgers and the Yankees, big-time speed behind only Milwaukee and Tampa. They don't need four or five hits to generate a big inning. So I understand and respect the competition. Detroit waking up is what has me feeling better about them.
Okay. So, I mean, let's just take it another step further since you kind of offered this up already, saying I wouldn't like the answer, Who do you think wins this series? Since we won't be on until there's already two games in the bag.
I think the Tigers are going to win this series.
Oh. But you're not willing to throw the Costa lock on.
I don't think I should do that for anybody's sanity or sake today. Wow. But I'm kind of starting to feel like they're going to win this series. Seattle, by the way, Seattle hasn't played relevant baseball in like 2 weeks. They throttled down at the end of the regular season. They clinched early. They lost three.
They did so much more at the trade deadline.
Well, and that's going to be the thing, right? So we asked the question to everybody, is all forgiven? The deadline's not forgiven right now. John, if they go out and beat Seattle, the team that added at the deadline, I mean, Scott Harris is going to get the last laugh. Well, let's throw it out to people. Is all forgiven? This team put you through a lot. You were very frustrated with this team, and I'm not singling you, the fan, out. I was frustrated with this team, too. Is all forgiven? I'll forgive blowing the division because they beat Cleveland. I won't forgive the deadline if this is where the season ends. This is not a successful season if this is where the road ends.
Right.
Let's get to Robert in Commerce. Robert, you're on 97.1.
Morning.
Good morning, Robert.
What's up?
Hey, first time caller, long time listener. I wanted to answer your question. I'm going to sound like Valenia right now, but all will be forgiven when we have won the World Series.
Okay.
But yesterday, by the way, was amazing. That's exactly why I love Tigers playoff baseball. That was an amazing ending, and it's a great time to see that.
In a lot of ways, it's kind of the way the perfect playoff game goes. It's tense. You're on the edge of your seat the whole way. You're stressed. And then you get this big time breakthrough that makes it just the jubilation.
Yeah. But I do want to give Cookies a hard time.
Please.
How he was yesterday basically saying there's no way. How could you possibly predict? I wanted to call in yesterday, but I didn't have time.
Convenient.
My thought on it is the reason I had some confidence is the first 5 months of the season. Right?
Sure.
That's you know what I'm saying? That was...
I just got to give you a hard time, too, because it's like, well, of course you had the winning recipe. You just didn't have the time to call in. But now that they won, you're more than comfortable dishing it out.
and Robert, even if you had called in yesterday, like the issue was, and I thought that they were going to win as well, but then Cookies would throw it back. Well, you know, what is it that...
Show your work.
And it was going to be hard to come up with the ability to show your work other than that's why you play the game.
Correct. Yep.
Yeah, because they hadn't shown a propensity to knock in runners in scoring position. It was the opposite. They were like the least clutch team ever. I mean,
and it was Flaherty on the mound, and you brought up all the games that he had pitched against Cleveland, and his track record in the postseason has not been great. The bats were nowhere to be found until they were.
Can you flip the switch? I didn't think they could or would. They did. Pleasant surprise. And now it opens the door, right? Because Seattle's favored. Seattle's at home. Seattle earned home field and a bye. Seattle's a better baseball team. But they've been sitting on their hands. Detroit's going to throw Skubal this weekend and in a game 5 if necessary. They're missing one of their key guys on the mound. It opens the door for Detroit. And yeah, I kind of like their chances. Not going to say it too loud because I know people are going to get on certain feelings about it. Go ahead.
You just brought up a word, bye. They should have had the bye. They should have home field here. How much does that matter? I don't know.
Well, that's going to be the key. If they win without the bye and without adding at the deadline, Scott Harris gets the last laugh, right?
Yeah.
Then all is forgiven, right?
Right.
That's why I don't think all is forgiven yet. Because if they were to lose to Seattle, a team that added and earned the bye and dispatched the Tigers, you can't forgive them just because they got to the same place they got to last year.
Right. And especially if Suarez does something.
Oh, boy. Well,
I'm stunned you think they're going to win.
I think there's something about the vibes. I do.
Oh, show your work. There's something about the vibes. Show your work.
But we talked about it earlier.
I can expand more. We got 4 hours. Skubal's going to throw in, if it's a 5-game series, he'll throw in 2 of the 5 games. That's 40% of the games you'll get Tarek Skubal. Last round, you only get the 1 start. Can you win when Skubal's not on the mound? They just did yesterday, right? I can now set up Flaherty and Mize at home next week. If I can split over the weekend with Skubal on the mound and I can throw my next 2 best pitchers at home, like you start to build the case for the Tigers.
I hear you, but think about the runs that team scored in Comerica Park. They hit Scoobal.
Yeah, in both starts.
Yeah, so I don't know.
I think the only way
the Tigers win is because the Mariners were hurt by having the time off. That's not the greatest thing reason to have.
So, I mean, the way that they win is to obviously win the Scoobal starts. So that's two of those games. You're going to have to get decent pitching. I'm not going to sit here and say they have better pitching, but you have to get good pitching, and they have to have timely hits. That's the one thing that we've been talking about, and they had timely hits yesterday. That's why they won.
Once this Mariners lineup sees this bullpen more and more, I think they're going to hit it.
But I also want to point out, Cleveland's got a great bullpen. Seattle's got a very good bullpen. But this is actually like a better matchup for the Tiger bats than the Cleveland pitching.
Oh, yeah.
Again, if you feel like the Tigers are getting a little bit more offensively in a matchup that's a little more favorable, that's part of how you set things up. I got to address this before we go to more of the phone calls and keep the convo rolling. Cookies is moving the goalposts. No, I'm not. Who's moving the goalposts? Was the goal of the Tigers season to get back to the same spot they were a year ago? When we saw the Tigers lose in the ALDS in five games to the Guardians last season, did we all say, hey, if we can just get it back here, that would be enough? No, the goal was attack the offseason, attack the deadline, be better than last year. That's not moving the goalposts.
No, so if they're better than last year.
Success. Yeah. Got to get through this round. You let us know. It's 97.1.
Hey, what's up, Detroit? It's your girl, Heather, and I'm always looking for ways to stay on top of my game. So listen, you know how much I rely on my phone for everything. That's why I got to tell you about this insane deal from Verizon that'll help you be your best self, too. We're talking a low price on the best 5G in Detroit. Seriously, whether I'm blasting my favorite tracks on the morning commute or snagging those last-minute tickets to the hottest new flick, check this out. You can switch today and pay just $50 a month for a single line. You heard me right, $50 a month for the best 5G in Detroit when you bring your own phone on the unlimited welcome plan with autopay plus taxes and fees. That's a no-brainer. Visit your nearest Detroit Verizon store today to lock in this incredible deal. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Rankings based on Root Metrics Root Score report dated 2H2024. Your results may vary. Additional terms apply.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's Chris Illich, part of that post-game celebration, popping champagne, Tigers to the ALDS. He also said at one point they may have woke up a sleeping giant.
And, I mean, there's a lot of issues that we have with ownership, with the front office. We'll address those in the offseason, and we'll see what they do in the offseason. Can I
give you one note that directly ties into that?
Sure.
Chris Illich was also asked about extending Tarek Skubal. Did you see this?
I saw something about it. I don't remember off the top of my head what it was. We're in 2025?
Yes.
Yeah. So I will say this about him. When have we heard, because we've always wanted the Red Wings, and mainly the general managers, those that have more of the day-to-day hands-on in the operations of our teams, to set expectations. I mean, correct me if I'm wrong. Did he just not set an expectation there? Goal is to win a World Series. All right, so now we expect. you said, I don't know if this year is the season for the World Series. Most of us would say no, unless you get extremely hot and things fall your way. You got to get a couple of balls to bounce your way. But when you get into the offseason and you've already said your expectation is to win a World Series, all right, what are the steps that you're taking? That's an offseason conversation. But I do want to make sure we put a pin in that because we haven't had a whole lot of people talk about, we had Brad Holmes talk about the expectation is a Super Bowl.
Yeah, you just want follow through.
Right.
Which is what we were saying at the end of last year. So, look,
I say it all the time.
I'm glad to hear it from the top that we're not trying to get in. They operated like they just wanted to get in this year. You're right. That's more of an offseason conversation. 248-539-9797. This baseball team has put us through it. And I'm talking like Tiger fans have been put through it.
A roller coaster.
The highs of the middle of the summer, the lows of the month of September, and wondering, like, can this team even get out of their own way? Is all forgiven? Or what do you need to see for all to be forgiven? They blew the largest division lead in the history of Major League Baseball. That part should be forgiven because they made up for it by beating and dispatching Cleveland. Have they made up for their lackluster trade deadline? No. All is not forgiven. Beating Seattle, John, beating the team that was the big buyers, right, that added all the bats and ended up grabbing the buy and did the aggressive things. You beat them, you advance further than last year, then I think all is forgiven. Fair?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, 100%. And I think there's a lot of things that have been forgiven for the players, for A.J. Hinch, because you slayed the personal dragon. And that was going to Cleveland, getting a win, especially with the final 2 weeks of the season and Cleveland chasing you and you losing the division and then going and winning the, you know, a three-game series in Cleveland. Like, yeah, things are forgiven on the player's side and on AJ's side. But you do need to get past where you were last year. And I'll make a little bit of an analogy in terms of being forgiven or not. It was a terrible way to end the season. But you go into the postseason and you at least win a series.
You win people over.
Let's talk about the Lions last year, 15-2. You had a great win over Minnesota going into the postseason. And injuries aside, let's not make that part of the conversation. But then you drop an egg and crack it and cook it to the loss to Washington. Like when we talk about are all things forgiven there, not until we get to the playoffs. But the way that this team responded in a key moment to be able to win a series against the Guardians, to continue to beat down of the state of Ohio. Yeah.
By the way, a series they should have won. They had so many more base runners. It'd be like in a football game if you got to the red zone like 8 times and came away with 2 field goals. You go, how is this happening?
Yeah.
You're the better team. You're moving the ball. You're putting guys on. You have these quality opportunities. You just got to capitalize. They finally did, and they advance. By the way, we do have a football team. We'll make picks later in the hour, squeezing a little Lions talk, but Tiger fans are fired up. Let's get to them. Let's get to Thomas in Fenton. You're on 97.1.
How's it going, guys? First time caller. Appreciate you taking the call. Good morning.
Yeah, thanks. Good morning.
Yeah, Fenton, kind of what you just said about the Lions. You know, no one was calling for, maybe some crazies were, but no one was calling for Jared Goff to be traded after that loss last year. And so all the Riley Green trade talk that swirled around yesterday was just cracking me up, man. The kid's just turned 25. Aaron Judge debuted at 25, you know, like there's plenty of time for him to fix the strikeouts and hit for a little bit more consistency rather than just the home runs. But yeah, this team is, they put us through it. That's for sure. Me and my brother have shared some texts that probably should never see the light of day about this team. But we started packing the Tiger stuff up real quick. But, you know, just when I thought I was out, they pulled me back in.
Yep.
I think a lot of people can
relate. Look,
I knew what you were going with, and I think a lot of people feel that way today. You felt like we had those calls just to put us out of our misery, let the season end. I don't even want them to make the playoffs. I thought people were getting a little extreme there. But I call them hypocrites. There's no way those people aren't back in right now, right?
Yeah. I would think so. I mean, all of a sudden now, hey, you're one of very few teams that are left playing in the month of October. And this is October baseball.
Roy, you're on 97.1.
Good morning, guys. I'm actually calling you from Ohio. I'm 2 minutes from the Michigan line. So there are some Ohioans that are dead set on Tiger fans. Been that way since 1966 when I was born.
Mm-hmm.
My problem is what you were just talking about. Those fans that I've heard on your radio show the past couple days, pack it in. It's over. We're so outmatched. You know, we were so good early. We should just. It's
just want the season to be over.
That. I'm sorry. That's not a fan. That is someone who can only represent a situation when it's at its best.
Front runners.
Look at that as a friendship. Would you want a friend like that? So by proxy, 162 games divided by your attention is maybe a quarter to half of them, depending on how dead set on you are as a sports fan. You're only going to speak up when they're in the playoffs and want them to stop being a playoff team. How are you going to get to World Series without it? It's faith. It's bless you boys part two.
But I want to make a distinction here. You don't have to believe your team's always going to win to be a fan.
Right, but you don't give up on them when they're at the dance.
Right, you shouldn't want them to lose. Right, that's what I'm saying.
Texas Rangers and everybody else, if they would want them to have a game two and a game three and three-game playoff, even on the road.
Roy, I get your sentiment. I'm just making sure.
Did you see the sign yet?
It doesn't get misunderstood.
I went last year to the Cleveland game where Skubal pitched and watched Kerry Carpenter's home run go in. I was in, all in. First playoff game ever. I hope they get through Seattle to get some games in Detroit. I can't wait for playoff baseball in Detroit again. It just electrifies the city, and then you multiply it by the Lions crushing it.
Yep.
Let's get with the city, guys. They're going to lose. They're going to have a rough inning, and yes, they're going to strike out, but they're the best we got right now, and ask any other team not dancing, how's your day going?
Thanks for the call, Roy. I was just trying to clarify. You don't have to pick your team to win every single game
to
be a true fan. Where I'll agree with Roy, you shouldn't be rooting against your team to make the playoffs or to win playoff games out of some sort of spite and baggage that you feel towards a member of the front office or a player or the owner.
Mm-hmm.
If you're a fan, you want your team to win. You might not always believe they will win, but you root for your team. That's what makes you a fan. 248-539-9797 is all forgiven, or do they need to do more? What do they need to do for you to forgive the skid and the struggles and the deadline? It's 97.1.
I want to share a highlight, and it's the great value your Metro Detroit Buick GMC dealers are bringing you this month. And maybe you need a new truck in the driveway. Get Motor City's hottest truck. It's the GMC Sierra 1500 Elevation for an unbelievable $199 a month. Another thrilling option is the GMC Sierra EV. Built to exceed what you thought an electric truck could be with over 600 horsepower, and that comes standard. These deals are happening right now at any of your 20 Metro Detroit Buick GMC dealers. GM estimated horsepower rating based on due at signing amount of $3,189. Must be a current lessee of a 2020 model year or newer Buick or GMC vehicle through GM Financial for at least 30 days prior to the new vehicle sale. Tax, title, license, dealer fees are extra. No security deposit required. Mileage charge of 25 cents per mile over 20,000 miles at participating dealers only. Residency restrictions apply.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's 97.1. Good morning. We want to know, is all forgiven? A lot of frustration with this baseball team, especially the way the regular season finished. People didn't even want them to be in, just lose, get it over with. I hate the deadline, right? Is all forgiven? 248-539-9797. And if it's not, because I don't think it is, draw the line of where forgiveness ends.
Well, and here's the roller coaster, and I mentioned this yesterday, after game two, like immediately following the game up until a couple of hours after, in fact, maybe until I woke up yesterday morning, it was, I can't take it anymore. Just end this misery. But then you wake up the next day, the sun comes up, and you get a chance to go play another game in the hopes of having a seventh inning like the Tigers had.
You power through. This is a time of year where you're going to have tense moments. The Tigers had so many chances that it becomes agonizing that they can't deliver. But this is playoff baseball.
Yeah.
And in terms of like, okay, I will speak for myself. I can't speak for all the fans. I forgive them blowing the division because they just made amends for it and knocked out the Cleveland Guardians.
Yep.
For what? Okay, they won the division. They got the home games. At the end of the day, the playoffs are what it comes down to. Detroit makes right the wrong that happened in the regular season with Cleveland. Can they make right the wrong that was the trade deadline? I think that's what this series is about, because Seattle adds the bats. Seattle's aggressive. Seattle ends hot and gets the bye and the home games. Scott Harris, you didn't do enough. Mm-hmm. Right? I think that's the biggest source of frustration from our fans. Well, if they did enough to beat the team that made the flashy moves, to use Scott's phrasing, he gets the last laugh. The deadline wasn't this disaster that we all forecasted it to be. And then you forgive? 248-539-9797. Let's get to Rich in Canada. Rich, you're on 97.1.
Hi, guys. Good morning. First-time caller. I just wanted to talk about the, two things. One, I felt like they backed into the win for the series. That first game in the ninth inning, they did everything they could to try and lose it, and it was a Jose Ramirez running error that really cost Cleveland there. And then secondly, the guy that parties the hardest is the biggest gas can in their bullpen, Tommy Canley. He's a mess. I would stop trotting him out there. He's like Foley last year. They just got to hide him.
Yeah, when they went up 6-1, you're thinking, okay, we're going to be all right. Then Canley puts him into harm's way.
Yeah, I know. I was thinking the same thing, too. I'm like, Canley, really? Right now? But that was... I mean, that was about as low leverage a situation in the postseason that you're going to get to.
Right. You're not going to be up 10-0. I mean, like, yeah. Five's a pretty good lead.
And he did get you one out.
He was hell-bent to try to get him. Exactly, John. Felt like he was hell-bent to get them back in the game. I don't think that was like a running error by Ramirez, though. It was aggressive. It was bang-bang.
No, but it's, I mean, how satisfying was it in game one to get Ramirez out with the Will Vest, I'm going to run at you in a rundown and get you out. And then it was Ramirez twice on a stolen base, and then Will Vest nailing him at second with the Javi tag.
Yeah, like Vest needs to catch the ball going to first base.
Yes.
But to have the, I'm not going to sulk and pout and I'm going to go get the ball and get the out, it ends the inning. It keeps his pitch count in check. Mm-hmm. It let him finish the game in the ninth inning, and he calmed down.
Yeah.
Let's get to Michael in Detroit. Michael, you're on 97.1.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Good.
What's up?
I was calling to let you know this team we have here right now is historic. If you look back at the second half of the season last year up until now, we had a historic comeback and a historic collapse.
Mm-hmm.
All within that time period, we slayed the dragon that put us in that position to move on in their backyard.
Mm-hmm.
All forgiven. Now let's go and play some Tiger baseball and bring a World Series. I've been saying we're going to a Super Bowl and happen to stop by a World Series. How does that sound?
That sounds like it'd be amazing. And Michael, let me ask you this question. How sweet was it yesterday? You mentioned slaying the dragon, that not only was it the end of the season and the collapse to Cleveland and them winning the division, but the team that knocked you out last year in their house, that you got a chance to knock them out this year in the wild card round.
How sweet was it? It was as sweet as Little Richard.
Michael, love the phone call. Call back anytime. Texter puts this so well. The Mariners are the perfect storyline to end this season. If we beat them, The player we wanted to buy at the deadline included. No matter what happens, all is forgiven. If we lose, it says, if we lose, the season's not a failure because we had great moments, but it would be disappointing. Disappointment would be the term I would use.
All right. So that texter feels like disappointment. Yeah. You're good with either ending?
Yeah, I don't know if I feel that way. Yeah. In fact, I know I don't feel that way. If the Tigers lose in the same round they lost a year ago after their general manager did nothing at the deadline and the team that bought and was aggressive and took the buy from them...
There's only one happy result.
What do you mean? Like winning the World Series?
No, winning... Oh. I mean, we'll discuss that when later. We get to the ALCS. There's only one happy result of this series, and that is beating Seattle and moving on.
You beat Seattle, you quiet a lot of that noise. You lose to Seattle, that noise is going to be louder than it ever was because of who it is and what they did and we didn't. So in a lot of ways, this is like the climax, John. And please hold your...
Well, I see. I was being all grown up saying that there's only one happy result.
You could have said one happy ending. I know. Yeah. I'm so sorry, Heather. Let's get to the news.
I mean, come on. You're stunting my growth.
Goodness gracious. So Monday's scheduled sold-out NBA YoungBoy concert at Little Caesars Arena has been canceled.
Yeah.
It's over. It's done.
Why?
Why?
Unforeseen circumstances.
Because his was just canceled.
It was just canceled in Chicago abruptly, and apparently that was due to some like ongoing beef between him and a local rapper, Lil Durk.
Oh, the Lil Durk. Is it Little or L-I-L?
L-I-L, of course.
Oh, okay. Yeah, Lil.
Lil Andy?
Lil.
I don't know if it's Dirk. D-U-R-K.
Dirk.
Dirk.
Yeah, that's not Dirks.
No.
Lil Andy Dirks?
Yeah.
No, not him.
Okay.
Different one. A woman was killed yesterday afternoon when her car rolled over. This was near South Boulevard and Adams Road in Auburn Hills. According to police, this woman rolled several times, hit a tree. Witnesses say she was swerving before the crash, so it's unknown if she was having maybe a medical emergency or something else was going on, which caused the rollover crash. Anyone with information is asked to contact the Auburn Hills Police Department. Construction of the Gordie Howe International Bridge is on track for completion this fall, but officials still aren't saying whether this bridge will actually open to traffic by the end of the calendar year or not. So the chief relation officer at the Windsor-Detroit Bridge Authority said construction is about 98% done and is on track for completion in the fall, but again, no dates.
What's the delay?
Well, they're still working. They're still doing some work. Installation of the electrical, fire suppression, and drainage systems, barriers, and fencing for the multi-use path on the bridge. That is still...
Well, it's a bridge. It seems like the drainage issue should be pretty
easy.
Gravity?
Yeah.
So still a few things to complete, okay. But then will it actually open to traffic before the new year? We'll have to wait and see. So we've heard stories in the past about criminals who out themselves on social media, right? Like respond to a social media post or post photos of them with like evidence on their profiles.
Yep.
But this, there's a new case that this could be a sign of things to come. So there's a young college student, Ryan Schaefer, 19 years old, damaged 17 vehicles in the Missouri State University freshman parking lot.
Uh-oh.
Back in August, he like shattered windshields. He was ripping off windshield wipers, side mirrors. We don't know why.
Okay.
Denting roofs. I don't know. He wanted to go to a rage room, couldn't find one, and just started taking it out. Who knows
this
why?
This parking lot will work.
But it did happen, and he was caught on surveillance video. So police were able to track him down. They interviewed him. He said, "Nah, I didn't do that. It wasn't me." But they took his cell phone. And you know what they found on his cell phone? They found a conversation on ChatGPT that he had that exact same night where he described all the damage and he asked if he could go to jail for this. And ChatGPT urged him to seek help. Well, it turns out he can go to jail for this. He's in a lot of trouble. He was charged with felony first-degree property damage and is facing up to 4 years in prison.
Did he seek help?
I don't think so. I mean, he's really still not. denying. I don't think he got any help at all. Mm. Listen to this story. There's a family in Virginia that's going viral after they named their 6 children all the same name.
Oh, it's like George Foreman.
Sort of. Are they
all George?
They are?
Yeah, even the girls.
How many of they're not Georgette?
Georgina? Maybe one of them is Georgia.
Oh, that's cute. How many of them are there?
I can Google it later.
Yeah. Foreman has 12 children.
And they're all Georgians.
I can't confirm that.
I don't know that they're all, but I think
so. So it's very similar to that. So Carolyn and Cameron decided they wanted to give their children names after their father. So they wanted them all to start with Cam, right?
Okay.
So they've got a Cameron Jr. They've got a Cameron. They've got a Cameron. They're all spelled a little differently. Then they've got another Cameron. Then there's another little girl that they did switch it up. Her name's Carmen. And then there is a Camarion. But they're basically all Camerons.
Oh, you know C-A-M-R-Y-N is one of these spellings.
Yes.
That's Cameron. That's one of the little girls. That's correct. Then there's Cameron Jr. spelled as you would think a common Cameron is. And then they just like switched one of the letters for the second Cameron. And then they... Anyway, the mom says that when she uses the full names, all of her kids know who... They know who she's calling. She must have like a little
tone change.
Change in it. And they've received a lot of backlash on social media for doing this to their kids. But apparently the kids say they've always loved their names and they're happy they're all Cams.
So George Foreman has 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
Six kids too?
He's got 12 kids.
Oh, 12.
Six of them have some sort of George. So you got George Foreman Jr.
Yes.
George Foreman the third.
Okay.
The fourth.
Wow.
The fifth and the sixth.
Okay.
And then you have a Georgetta.
Oh, there is a Georgetta.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah. Then there's Frida, Isabella, Micah, Leola, and Natalie.
I wonder if they feel left out.
It's Heather with the news. All right. We got the picks coming up next.
Do they ask that question? Why am I not a George?
Yeah. I wasn't good enough to get anyway.
Right.
Mom had to say, hey, ready to fire up your Saturdays? FanDuel's got a boost you don't want to miss. It's called Boosting with the Boys, and it's giving everyone a college football profit boost every single week. And here's how it works. Each week, we're giving everyone a profit boost to use on college football. So there's no gymnastics you got to jump through, no invite-only nonsense. Everyone, and that includes you, gets the boost. We're talking real name, real games, real teams, real Saturdays with an extra payout on the line. It's easy, it's fun, and it's only on FanDuel. All you have to do is go to FanDuel.com/971Detroit to download the app, check out the Boosting with the Boys offer, and get in on the action. That's FanDuel.com/971Detroit. Must be 21 or over and present in Michigan. Opt-in required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable profit boost tokens. Restrictions apply, including any token expiration and max wager amount. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. If you have a gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.